CNN's Navarro, Trump wears more pancake makeup than any drag queen. By Pam Key on February 13, 2020. CNN political commentator Anna Navarro attacked President Donald Trump's manliness when commenting on conservative talker Rush Limbaugh questioning if America would vote for openly gay 2020 presidential candidate former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Limbaugh said on his show on Wednesday, "A gay guy, 37 years old, loves kissing his husband on debate stages. Can you see Trump have fun with that?" Navarro said Thursday on CNN, "Rush Limbaugh continues to be Rush Limbaugh. The Medal of Freedom is not going to change him. A stage 4 cancer diagnosis is not going to change him. This is who he is. This is how he's defined his life. This is what his legacy and his reputation is going to be despite how long he may or may not live. I would hope that if somebody got a stage 4 cancer diagnosis and was struggling with their own mortality, they'd, you know, maybe try to make peace, but apparently, that's not the case. Either way, I wish him well." She added, "On the substance of it, I think it's downright laughable for somebody to define Donald Trump as the man, the masculine man on the stage. The masculine man on the stage, listen, he's a draft dodger. This is a guy who wears more pancake makeup than any drag queen I ever saw. This is a man whose hair is dyed. This is a man who, you know, allegedly gets spanked with a folded-up magazine by a stripper. So I don't know what the definition is of masculinity or being a man's man. But I'd much rather a Pete Buttigieg who is loyal and who loves his husband, his one husband, as opposed to a man who cheated on his pregnant wife with a Playboy model and cheated on the Playboy model with a stripper, who then he paid hush money to. So if that's the definition of masculinity, I will take Pete Buttigieg any day of the week," Navarro continued. "I think Pete Buttigieg and Chasen Buttigieg are giving America an example of what a committed, loving, gay couple looks like, and they are breaking ceilings. They are breaking glass ceilings. It's going to make it easier, and I hope it makes it easier for the LGBTQ kids who get bullied all over America. They have some of the highest suicide rates. So who cares? Who cares what Rush Limbaugh says? The only reason that it matters is because he got a Medal of Freedom, and he doesn't deserve one." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.